It seems as though President Coattails had a bit of strength as well.
To some extent, less so than you saw in South Carolina, but certainly the Republican incumbent Senator Dean Heller has been a strong supporter of President Trump, says he will continue to do so. Very proud of the president's policies, he told me yesterday. He, as you might expect, easily won his primary here. So he will now face off against Democrat Jackie Rosen. And that Senate race, Annie, is going to be so important in terms of the balance of power. Democrats and Republicans are looking at what is a very tight race for the Senate seat, and it could well be the one ultimately that determines the balance of power in the Senate. So it's a really important one here, a really interesting race for your listeners to watch out for as we approach November.
Yes, definitely. Sitting here in Missouri, we are watching the Claire McCaskill race certainly closely, but it is one of a few that are going to be watched by the entire nation, and that one certainly will be one as well. Also,
absolutely. And then, you know, you've also got the governor's race here, which is now clear. We're going to have the Democrat Steve Sisolak. He is chairman of the powerful Clark County Commission. He won the Democrat primary last night, and he's going to go up against Adam Laxalt, who's currently the state attorney general. Now, Laxalt is another one who has been endorsed by President Trump and breezed to a very easy victory in the Republican primary last night. And he is painting this as a very, very stark choice. Interesting language he's using, which gets a lot of very loud cheers at all his rallies. He is saying his Democrat opponent wants to bring in the policies of liberal California to libertarian Nevada. And I can tell you that really gets a reaction whenever he uses that line. So it's going to be a very, very stark choice for the voters here in Nevada when it comes to the governorship, too.
Yeah, I'm certain that that phrase will definitely be one that will easily allow people to decide which vote they want to cast. In that election. Also in Nevada, Dennis Hoff, is that H-O-F, Hoff? I assume it's Hoff. He's a person that people may or may not know or may not want to admit that they've heard that name before. Tell us a little bit about him in this race that he won.
I'm going to claim that I had never heard of Dennis Hoff before yesterday, of course. But yes, Dennis Hoff is perhaps the nation's most famous pimp. He's owner of the Bunny Ranch and several other legal brothels in Nevada. If anybody has watched, and I certainly have not, the HBO adult reality series Cat House, he's also the star of that. Well, he won a Republican primary last night, so he will now run for the state legislature. Only in Nevada. Certainly going to add some color and intrigue to those November races. It's an interesting one to keep an eye on again, Annie.
Absolutely. Well, the election seasons here in the United States just keep getting weirder and weirder, and we're going to continue to cover them. Jonathan Hunt, Fox News, thank you. We appreciate it.